Blog Talk Radio.
Because God tried to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me. Because
my enemies,
they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is
felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it. And took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemy, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character. My integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I spoke life and prosperity.
I
even spoke health.
He
favored me.
They
whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored
me.
My character.
God,
he favored me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise. God favored me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
And I speak health.
God favored me.
They whispered.
They whispered.
They conspired.
They
told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God favored
me. My character.
In question, but he's favoring
me.
I promise. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
Yeah.
Till you will.
Yeah.
Say it.
Yeah.
Because I got it. Through my crisis.
Yeah.
Difficulty.
Yeah.
Through my hard
yeah.
time. I found favor. Favor.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. I got it. I got it. All I got
yeah.
another witness. Come
yeah.
here, DJ Rogers.
Wondering why I did not die. I'll be happy to tell you.
Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. Woo-woo! I'm super excited. My guest on today is Dr. Ashanti Odom, a phenomenal woman of God. Get your pen and paper ready. She will be on at 8:30 this morning. The scripture for this morning is Romans 15 and 7. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepts you, in order to bring praise to God. Again, Romans 15 and 7. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepts you, in order to bring praise to God. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak if you need prayer, or if you just want to talk and have some questions for the woman of God. Remember, we cannot judge you. God forgive you what you did last night and this morning. He still loves you. Just don't forget that. He still loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Father God, I ask you to come onto the broadcast and have your way. Less of the woman of God and more of you. Bind the enemy up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. Thank you guys for tuning in on a daily basis to support Worldwide Gospel Connection. Apostle and I definitely appreciate it. We are praying and uplifting you. We know that you can't always praise God openly where you at, but know that we are praying and praising God for you. Paris, Saudi Arabia, Jamaica, Canada, Israel, Nigeria, all the countries that's listening in, thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep pushing through. Do not give up. It will get better. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Come on, put your hands together.
You've been waiting on the Lord to do, and
all try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
The
victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
to throw in the towel. Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when he won't give up on you. He's able. If you know he's able.
Amen, amen. He is able. Don't give up. God is always right there with you. We're not going to prolong time. Dr. Odom is on. Get your pen and papers ready. This woman have a word from the Lord just for you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Dr. Odom, are you there?
Blessings, blessings. I'm here. I am here.
Good morning. Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. I'm going on mute. I have my pen and paper ready, so go right ahead.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. First, I want to definitely honor God, who is the head of my life. I honor Apostle and Pastor Douglas, and definitely want to honor my king, my husband, Apostle Dr. Casual Pitts. This morning, Holy Spirit began to speak so clearly concerning the need on this line, on this station, in the countries that are being represented. And he began to share with me that we have to get in a position to understand that we were born for such a time as this. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray before we get started. And so I want you to prepare your hearts, because today deliverance is going to come forth, healing, breakthrough, restoration. God is about to do something for you that you have been waiting on. God is about to position you for manifestation. The glory of the Lord is going to be your rear guard, and everything that has been coming up against you today, the enemy's plans are going to be annihilated. Every altar that has been erected, that has come against your destiny, that has come against your purpose, you are about to transition unto a new realm. God is going to take you from being tolerated to celebrated. God is going to position you in this season for what is about to come. So, Father, we thank you, oh God. Father, we praise you, oh God, for what you are about to do. God, I thank you that your word declares that we should be anxious for nothing, but in everything, be it by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for your grace and your mercy. Oh God, we praise you, Father God, that you have delivered us, oh God, from all of our fears, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are doing a new thing, oh God. And Father, I praise you, Lord God, that every single thing is working together for our good. Father, I thank you that you have called us to be strong and to be courageous. Father, I thank you that in our very foundation, that we will not be dismayed. I thank you, oh God, that you are with us wherever we go. Father, I thank you that we are learning in this season how to trust you with our whole entire hearts, oh God. I thank you that we will not lean into our own understanding. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are the God of peace. And because you are the God of peace, that you will give us peace by any means necessary. Oh God, I ask that you would disrupt the camp of the enemy, oh God. Let them not sleep, oh God. Let them be restless, oh God. Father, I thank you that in this very moment, oh God, that you have not hidden yourself from us, oh God, but that you have exposed the glory of the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that because of your righteous right hand, oh God, we are being established in the land. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you have given your angels charge over us, and because you have given your angels charge over us, God, we will not slip on any stones. We will not fall in any pits, oh God, because you have given your angels charge over us, oh God. Every attempt to interrupt our destiny has been interrupted. I thank you, oh God, that because you have given your angels charge over us, oh God, that every attempt to sabotage our purpose, oh God, has been forever annihilated, oh God. I thank you, Father, that because you have given your angels charge over us, oh God, that we are forever hidden in the shadow of the Almighty God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that in this very moment that you are breaking off, oh God, every spirit of stagnation. condemnation off of your people. Father, I ask that you would prepare their minds, prepare their spirits, oh God, for what thus saith the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as you sowed your seed, God, that it is being watered, it has been given to increase, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, that in this very moment, Father, that you are bringing restoration, oh God, and then forever in every place, Lord God, where their name has been shamed, the Bible declares that you are bringing fame and praise unto it. God, I thank you, Lord God, that they no longer will be bound, but from this day forward, Father, they are walking in freedom. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray it is so. And it can never be otherwise. We are going straight into the Word of God because I believe that God wants to position you to understand what he has in store for you, and where the enemy has been trying to hold it up, where the enemy has been trying to keep you bound, where the enemy has been allowing deceit to become a seed. A lot of times we don't realize that when that seed comes, we have to learn how to break it, how to renounce it and destroy it right then and there, because if not, it begins to grow and grow and grow. And it's a lot easier to pluck a seed out of the ground than it is to dig a whole tree up. Okay, somebody, I want you to go to Colossians 2 and verse 13, because you need to understand that in this season, God is shifting you from rejection to holy adoption. God is shifting you from being tolerated to being celebrated. God is shifting you from a spirit of abandonment to a spirit of promotion. And we must understand that even when we're suffering, even when we're going through, even when we've been afflicted, it becomes the roadmap to experiencing the glory of God. And I know you might be saying, Ashanti, you don't understand what it's like. I've been suffering for so long, there's been no reason why I've had to go through what I've had to go through. But until you go through things, you can't get to the next level or the next dimension of where God is taking you. And you have to understand that it is in your suffering that it produces a deeper relationship with God. It's not until you go through some things that you begin to realize that in this place where I am suffering, in this place where trials and tribulations seem to be trying to overtake me, that's in this place where it forces me into a position, into a posture of complete submission and intercession. And for some of us, we won't get on our knees and we won't pray, we won't fast until God gets our attention, because it's at that very moment where we are in this place. And you have to understand that you are going through these things to help you get to a place of total acceptance of the purpose of what God has placed on the inside of you. We're talking about understanding the purpose that God has placed on the inside of you, and you can't get to your purpose unless you've suffered for a little while. Sometimes it's in your suffering that you begin to come into complete knowledge and wisdom, that you begin to recognize that God is a sovereign God. He's a sovereign God. He's a sovereign God, which means that he's the ultimate ruler. That means that everything that comes up against you, beloved, must come under subjection to the ultimate ruler of your life. And so whatever you give your energy to, whatever you give your attention to, that is something that begins to grow. And so if you're over giving yourself over unto problems, if you're giving yourself over unto situations, and you're not saying, God, you are the sovereign ruler, God, you are the ruler, the ultimate ruler over my life, then it's at that very moment where we begin to become fooled into deception, into thinking that we're not going to make it out. In your suffering, you will understand that there is access that is being given unto the kingdom. There is no way in the world that God will release unto you the glories and the mercy and the miraculous of God unless he can trust you. It's in your suffering that it builds up a patience. It builds up perseverance. It builds up endurance. It builds up the relationship. And it's in this place God says, listen, I've taken them through the fire, but yet they have never been burned. I've taken them through the water, but yet they have not drowned. I've allowed the enemy to come up against them because they gave the enemy legal access. But even in that, they were not broken. But yet they took on the spirit of Joel that says, says, even if you slay me, I'm still going to trust you. And God is saying in this moment that even though you're suffering to get to your purpose, my God, it's giving you the kingdom to the access. It's giving you access to walk in dominion. It's giving you access to walk in authority. It's giving you access to become a jurisdictional ruler in your region, because there are things that not even you can overturn, not even you can overcome until you have suffered to get into your purpose. I told you to turn to Colossians 2. I just wanted to give you time to get there. And the Bible declares, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all of your trespasses. I want to pause right there, because here's the biggest lie that the enemy is telling people, that just because you have made mistakes, just because you have done wrong, just because you have sinned, just because you have walked away, that God will not forgive you. And it's in this very moment that God is saying that not only have I forgiven you, not only have I washed all of your sins away, not only have I placed them in the sea of forgetfulness, my love and my compassion for you deploys the blood of Jesus into your very foundation, because I've got to make sure that the thoughts and plans that I have for you, the thoughts for you to prosper and have an expected end, comes to pass. And so the enemy has taken its time and it's taken its years to come up against the people and telling them that just because they have sinned, just because they've done a little sin, just because they broke a commandment or broke covenant, that they cannot come back and ask God for forgiveness. I want you to understand today that God is a restorer, that God is a redeemer. Remember, he is a sovereign God. There is nothing that is too hard for him. No sin is too great for him to forgive you. And I want you to understand that in this season that you have to adopt a spirit of repentance. That means that you have to get to a place of where when you sin, you repent quickly. If you say something that is out of order, you repent quickly. If you turn your back on somebody, you repent quickly. You have got to get to a place of where you understand that God wants you to survive in the middle of the wilderness. He doesn't want you to take 40 years. He wants it to take months. When what you have been asking God for, and you have been saying, God, I've been waiting on this thing. I've been petitioning heaven, and it seems like it's taken months and years. And God is saying, that ain't the setup, baby. I called you to be a royal priesthood. That means that you have divine kingdom access. And because you have divine kingdom access, Mark 11:20 declares that whatsoever you ask, if you believe it, that you have already received it, then it shall be established unto you. The problem comes in is that when we are asking for things, we don't even believe that we are worthy of receiving. Why? Because we may have sinned. Why? Because we may have walked away. Why? Because it seems like we've upset God in some simple way. But God is a great God. He's a great big God. And if he can shake the very foundations of the earth, if he can sling the stars up in the sky, surely, beloved, he can forgive you of your sins. Back to Colossians 2, and the Bible declares that he has forgiven you of all of your trespasses, and he has blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that were written against you. The Bible declares that Satan stands as the accuser of the brethren. What am I saying to you? The things that you had the audacity to come in covenant with, the doctor may have said that you have kidney disease. The doctor may have said that your high blood pressure is going to take you out. And in your mind, the first thing you can think about is Big Mama had the same thing. And Big Mama left up out of here earlier. The next thing that you begin to think about is that sister and brother were suffering with the same thing, and they did not see the fullness of their life. And so the enemy wants you to come in covenant with these things. But the Bible declares that I have blotted out these ordinances. I have blotted out the writing on the wall. You have got to get to a place where you adopt the spirit of Hezekiah. And even when the prophet came to Hezekiah and he said, Hezekiah, you've got to get your house in order. order, because you're not going to be here long. It was Hezekiah who turned his face to the wall, and he began to say unto God, God, may you remember that I have been a faithful servant. May you remember that I attempted to walk in righteousness. And it was in his petitioning to heaven. It was in his petitioning of turning back his face to God and pleading the blood of Jesus on behalf of his life. God turned around. You see, he's the God of ultimate and supernatural reversal. God turned it around, and he began to tell the prophet, go back to Hezekiah and let him know I have heard his cries and I have seen his tears, and I am adding 15 years to his days. I don't know if you missed what I said, but he said, I'm adding 15 years to his days, which meant that within a matter of days, Hezekiah was going to depart from this earth. Within a matter of days, he was being sure death. Within a matter of days, his family was going to have to bury him. And the Bible says that God said he was adding 15 years unto his days. So what I'm trying to explain to you in this very moment, at this very time, in this very hour, that Satan has written ordinances against you. There are writings on the wall that have become a legal covenant. Why? Because you came in agreement with what the doctor said. You came in agreement with what Big Mama said. Big Mama said, hey, we done all suffered from cardiovascular disorders, so this is going to be your portion too. Instead of you saying, I deploy the blood of Jesus in my very foundation, and I revoke all access that has been given over to the enemy legally, and I command life to be my portion. I decree Psalm 91 and 16, that with long life will he satisfy me. What I'm explaining to you is that understanding what your purpose is, you also have to understand that the enemy is looking for individuals to take out of here on a premature death assignment. That is why you will see so many people that are leaving this earth way before time, and they're so full of potential. They're so full of purpose, because the enemy does not want you to accomplish what God has placed on the inside of you. The Bible declares that he is blotting out the transgressions. He's blotted out the writings on the wall, the things that have been written before your time, the things that were written concerning your kids, concerning your grandkids, saying that they would be incarcerated, saying that they would be shot up by a gang, saying that they wouldn't make it to a certain age, saying they wouldn't go to college, they would not be a homeowner. These things, these writings that are on the wall, God is giving you the ability. Remember, I told you that when you suffer with God, it gives you access, divine access to the kingdom. Remember, I told you that when you suffer a little while, the Bible declares that you will reign with him. There are keys that are being released right now, right in this very moment. We have to remember David, who declared that he had been given keys to the kingdom of heaven. Have you not realized that there are things in your life that you did not necessarily have to go through? You did not have to endure. You did not have to face. Not because God isn't going to allow suffering to take place, because he has to have his perfect work in you. So it's not that, because patience has to be built, because we get so comfortable with a microwave anointing. We get so comfortable with a microwave miracle, meaning that you can be suffering with something for years and you wait to get in the prayer line for somebody who says that they are a miracle worker, and you wait to get in that prayer line, and all of a sudden when they pray for you, you don't experience the miraculous power that it seems like everybody else in that prayer line experienced. I'm talking to somebody here. God is saying that I'm allowing you to suffer through this thing because I've given you the power to overcome. I'm allowing you to suffer through this thing because I've given you the anointing to heal. I'm allowing you to suffer through this thing because I have placed a mandate of the supernatural upon your life. I'm allowing you to suffer through this thing because if you would understand that when the Bible declared, when Jesus told the
disciples. He said, could you not even pray an hour? We have people in this day and age that would rather watch TV for 5 hours, be on social media for 5 hours, and say a 5-minute prayer and think that you done scared the devil. And the enemy is saying, yep, Jesus, I know, but who are you? You've got people in this day and age that have the audacity to pick up their Bibles one time a week and then declare that they are full of power, and they're so focused on preaching what they've been through instead of preaching the word of God, when the Bible declares that you err because you don't know the power of the scriptures, nor the resurrecting power that God possesses. You have got to get to a position of where you understand that if I am to walk in my purpose, if I am to walk in my destiny, that I have got to get to a place of where suffering is okay, because I understand that in my suffering, God is not going to allow the enemy to take me out. I'm saying, God, what is the purpose here? What are you teaching me? What is it that I'm supposed to learn as I'm going through this suffering? I want you to learn how to endure. I want you to learn how to pray harder. I want you to learn how to tap into heaven. I want you to learn how to grab the Bible and grab every single scripture that is based on healing when you're sick in your body. And the Bible declares that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. How? When there's no word on the inside of your belly. The Bible declares that he sent his word and it healed them and saved them from their destruction. You don't have no word in your belly, beloved. I'm sorry to tell you this, but the enemy knows the Bible back and forward. The enemy knows the scriptures in an in-depth place. And so you've got to get to a place of where the word of God is on the inside of you, to where you can stand saying that I am like a tree planted by the living waters. The Bible declares that he will make you fruitful and that everything you touch shall prosper. I want to go back to Colossians 2. I want to go back to Colossians 2. And he says that I will blot out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. Meaning that these handwritings that are on the wall are contrary to your destiny, are contrary to your purpose, are contrary to the mandate. You see, God called you to be great. This is why he said that, Moreover, brethren, whom I did predestinate, those I also called, and I justified those. And so here's the thing. God has a habit and he has a history of taking the unqualified, right, and qualifying them. When you think about Esther, she was a child that was adopted, okay? Her parents died. Her cousin had to raise her. But here it is. We see that she became a queen, and the Bible says that she was called for such a time as this. So those of you that are dealing with an orphan spirit, I want you to stop from this day forward operating in a spirit that has kept you bound. In this day and age, you are to become the Esther. You are the one that will save the nation. You are the one that will step into a full mandate and turn their hearts back unto God. And when you think about God's history of being able to take the unqualified. Now here you have David, who was a shepherd boy. And so most of you that are out there that are saying, I want to launch out. I want to launch my business. I want to launch my ministry. I want to do things that I've never done before, but I don't know the right people. I don't have the right resources. I don't have the right financial stability. And so here it is that God sent a prophet, Samuel, in the middle of nowhere, and he's going through all of these boys who look qualified, who look like they should be king, who look like they should be favored by God. And he said, nope, this ain't the one. There's another. And here it is. Here's David tending to the sheep. The Bible declares in Proverbs that if you be found diligent about your business, that he will bring you before great kings and not obscure men. So here it is, David in the middle of the field, and he's tending to the sheep. He didn't have no social media. Nobody knew him. He didn't have millions in the bank. Do you realize what I'm saying to you? He took a shepherd boy, and he made him a king. That means that God can take your $8 and $10 an hour and put multi-million dollars in your bank. He don't need your resources. He don't need your financial stability. He don't need I going to get there? How am I going to get there? When we think about Deborah, who was a prostitute and she became the first prophet, she judged. So here it is again. The enemy will attempt to use your background. He'll attempt to use your history. And we have family members and we have friends who will look at what you came from, and then they have the tendency to say, this is where you are going. But the devil is a liar. I serve notice to the very enemy that has kept you bound. I serve notice to the very enemy that has kept you in a place of mental incarceration. And I command the devil to flee, not only from this moment, but to flee from your purpose. I prophesy that in this next season, that doors are about to be open, that the devil himself cannot shut on you. I prophesy that in this very season, that everything that your hand touches, that the harvest shall locate you. I prophesy that for everything that has been held up in your past, every past dream, every past vision, every money that has been held up, every settlement that seems like it will not come past, I command it to come forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I prophesy unto you that you will not leave this earth prematurely, but you will accomplish what God has already said that you will accomplish. He is adding years unto your years. You will go from glory to glory. I prophesy unto you that your present situation will never compare to the glory of God that is going to be released in your life. I prophesy unto you that because the glory of the Lord is your rear guard, that every setback, every betrayal, every sabotage that is coming up against you has forever been abolished, has forever been annihilated. I prophesy unto you that in this very moment, that the Ancient of Days is releasing mysteries that were long hidden, but now being released unto the remnant. I want to finish this verse because I know it's going to bless somebody. But before I do that, I want to prophesy that in this next moment, that God is going to start positioning your footsteps. And instead of you taking a zigzag journey to your destiny, you're walking straight forward. Because he's releasing the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding unto you. And what took others years to accomplish is only going to take you months. What took others months to accomplish is only going to take you days and hours. Because there are destiny helpers that are looking for you right now. There's somebody that has your name in their mind. They don't even understand why that God is saying to bless you. But because of their obedience and their love for God, they will not disappoint him. And because of their obedience, you're going to be blessed. Because of their obedience, you are going to prosper. The Bible declares in Deuteronomy 8:18 that I have given you the power to create wealth. I'm telling you that right now in this very moment that God is about to send some destiny helpers to locate you that are about to change the entire trajectory of your destiny. Colossians 2. And he says that he took everything away that was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, and he nailed it to the cross. Now, when you think about all of these ordinances, the writings on the wall, the word curses, the generational weaknesses, the things that people have said against you, the things that have come up against you, all of this stuff is nailed to the cross. And I want you to get this visual in your mind. Of every hurt being nailed to the cross, every rejection being nailed to the cross, every sin that you've ever committed, every evil thought, every evil behavior, every wickedness that you've done because you have repented unto God, he has nailed it unto the cross. And because it has been nailed to the cross, it can never, ever triumph over you. In this very moment, I want to go ahead and just pray now over you because I believe that God has given you a direct revelation of not only the things that you have been doing that have been holding you back, but he's giving you a direct revelation on the individuals that can no longer go in this next season, in this next dimension with you. Yeah, they were good for what they were good for. Yes, they helped you to accomplish certain things, and some of them didn't. Some of them made more withdrawals than they did deposits. But in this very moment, I believe that God, Holy Spirit, is releasing divine revelation unto you. And you won't go into this next season with individuals that have been assigned to assassinate you. You won't go into this next season with individuals that have been assigned to construct obstacles in the middle of your path. You won't go into this next season with individuals who have been assigned to tear up your destiny and to distort your reputation. God is a restorer of all things. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your vessels, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that for everyone that is under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you are bringing complete and total restoration unto them, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that right now in this very moment, we deploy the blood of Jesus into their very foundation, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are anointing their going and coming. I thank you, God, that for every place their feet shall tread, that you have given them possession and ownership. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are opening territories unto them, oh God, that they will not be a local anointed vessel, oh God, but they step into a global empowerment of anointing, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are sending individuals that will help them, oh God. I thank you that you are putting their names in the minds, in the hearts, in the spirits of those that are wealthy, of those that have the resources, of those that have the connections. And just as you did for David, Lord God, there was nobody to bring exposure to him but you, so nobody else could get the glory. So, God, I thank you that in this very moment that you will be the one that brings exposure to them so nobody else can get the glory, and they will sit back, and they will begin to ponder and begin to reminisce. And had it not been for the Lord by my side, where would I be? Father, we thank you that in this very moment, I thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that not only were you pleased with us, Father, for seeking you early, so that way you release the keys of the kingdom of heaven unto us. But God, I ask, Father, that you would give us a forever appetite to continue to thirst after you as the deer panteth after the water. Oh God, I thank you, God, for giving us a thirst, Lord God, to fast more, to pray more, to repent more. And Father, I pray for those that may even be listening, Lord God, that are not saved. Father, I ask now that you would reach them, Lord God, in ways where they thought that they were unreachable. Send angels unaware, Father, and prick their hearts, Lord God, to turn over to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's such a powerful word this morning. People don't understand what they're seeing. They can repent quickly. A lot of people really don't understand it, and I thank you for coming on here, woman of God, and saying that. When they suffer, they just want to be that, oh, woe is me. No. Stand up, hold your head up, and continue to push through. You blessed me today. If did nobody else get blessed, know that you blessed Apostle and I this morning. You were so all in our business and didn't even know it. So I just want to say thank you so much for that powerful word. Father God, I ask you to give back to your daughter that she gave out to your people this morning. Bless her tremendously from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Thank you for letting me have her come on here and give your children the word that they needed to hear this morning. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dr. Odom, let the people know how they can contact you, if they want to hear you, if they want to book you, or if they, and about your businesses, please let the people know how and what you do.
Amen. Praise God. You can find me on all social medias, Ashanti Odom. Across the board on all social medias, AshantiOdom.com, if you're interested in reaching out to me. And as far as the businesses are concerned, I am a business mentor as well as a credit repair specialist. So, you know, if you need assistance, definitely reach out. I believe that God is setting his people up for kingdom wealth. The Bible declares that he's giving you the power to create wealth. And so when we think about how powerful credit is, it definitely can unlock things to all types of favor that are not available, you know, if your credit is not good. So that's definitely how you can reach me. And I look forward to connecting with you if you do reach out. God bless.
Amen. Thank you again for coming on. I'm honored that you said yes immediately. Everybody don't do that, and I thank God for that divine connection. Remember, if you want to hear this woman of God again, let me know. You can go back and hear the replay from this morning. If you need to reach out to her and you didn't get it, inbox me, Worldwide Gospel Connection, on Facebook, and I would definitely pass on her information. Remember, iron sharpens iron, and we're supposed to be building each other up. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
Yes, you are. But
I had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated. And its strength,
misused. And
I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemy. They did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it.
And took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me.
They
whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character.
They told their lies.
But God saved me.
what you're going through, but I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it,
yeah.
Till you will,
yeah.
Say it,
yeah.
Because I got it,
yeah.
Through my crisis,
yeah.
Difficulty,
yeah.
Through my hard times,
yeah.
I found favor.
I'll be happy to tell you why.
God favors me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favors me.
Some days the well was dry, but I have the same reply.
God favors me.
Evil wants to bring me down the side.
Hey, God.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy. And your grace has kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't.
that you're powerful when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, will the doubters run? Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle.
That
you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me up so many
you
times. I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. My husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Ooh. God, you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Let me give him praise.
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful.
Somebody
ought to give him glory.
Glory.
Anybody know he's not a winner?
Yes.
Anybody know he's not a winner?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thine a glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
States Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Remember, God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. He's right here waiting on you to come to him. That one-on-one time with just you and him, surrender to God. put your hands up, say, Lord, here I am. You don't have to speak in tongues. No, all 66 books of the Bible. He just wants you. That's it. No, it's not going to be easy once you surrender your life to Christ. We will never get on here and say that, but it will be well worth it. I'm going to give you three keys since you surrender your life to Christ. First, find your Bible. Read as King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go in, please be safe. Sanitize your hands. Mask up. Prepare yourself. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. They must line up, their preaching must line up with their walk. Bless you. Remember, Apostle and I are here if you need us. You can always reach us at 832-519-7646 or worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com and Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Remember, you're not in this by yourself. Keep pushing through. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal Christmas. Be safe. Remember, it's about Jesus, not about gifts.